Good morning, everyone. Australia's consumer confidence has risen to its highest level in 14 years, driven mainly by a stronger Australian dollar and falling fuel prices. The ANZ Roy Morgan Australian Consumer Confidence Index rose to 116.4 this week. Confidence levels are now back to the highs we saw in December, with the negative impact from financial market volatility in January now fully reversed. Experts say the jump in confidence was driven by consumers' view of their personal finances, which rose to their highest level since October 2009. ANZ Bank has agreed to an independent review of its insurance and superannuation arm, OnePath, after a series of breaches affecting 1.3 million customers. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission said the breaches, which ANZ self-reported, totaled $53.5 million and occurred between early 2013 and mid-2015. Breaches included failure to provide disclosure documents for some insurance products, processing errors and inadequate systems for processes. Let's go to the global markets, and shares on Wall Street have ended the day mixed, with investors still waiting on that decision from the US Federal Reserve that's due out tomorrow. Now, at the close, the Dow rose 0.1%, the Nasdaq fell 0.5%, while the S&P 500 was down 0.2%. In London, the FTSE fell 0.6%. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is at $36 a barrel, Tapas crude is at $40 a barrel, and gold is trading at $1,233 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 75 US cents, 67 euro cents and 53 pence sterling.